There's a lot that could impress you about the all-new Honda Prologue EV. True, it's got class-leading passenger space and clean, thoughtful design and intuitive technology. But what really sets the Prologue apart from the competition is that it's more than an EV. It's a Honda. Honda, the power of dreams. Visit Honda.com/Prologue to learn more.
Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor's going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor.com. FM to get started.
After Buzzers, you have tuned into the right place at the right time because it's heating up with this season of The Voice. We're getting closer and closer to the end. We see who goes home, who makes the top eight, which judges are in the lead. And out of Rayshawn, Christiana, and Jackie, we see who takes the final spot. Stay right here.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, After Buzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
It's just two of us tonight.
Yes.
And we can vibe. We can be in tune. Because it's good music. It's good vibes. It's positive energy.
Positive energy.
A lot of talent tonight on the show.
Ooh, so much talent.
Good talent that just stirs you up in your soul. Down in the deep inside.
Just deep down in your soul.
In your soul.
I feel good about today. How you feel?
I feel great. I feel alive. I feel ready to talk about all of these performances.
Everything.
Recap. Last week, we are so sorry. We missed you guys.
We are so sorry, guys.
But we missed
you so much.
We missed you guys. I hope you guys missed us.
Please, let us know.
Comment below. You know, show us love if you're watching live on YouTube. But jumping right in, I am your host, Chance Cessna, and I'm so glad to be joining you tonight. And I'm joined by my lovely, lovely, beautiful...
Well, thank you, darling.
...superstar.
Thank you, darling. Well, I mean, look who's talking. Like, this is another woman... gorgeous woman. And see, I can't even talk straight. Hey, guys, I'm just happy to be here. It is Miss Candy Marie, and you can find me on Instagram at Miss Candy Marie.
Absolutely. So, starting from last episode, we have episode 21, 22, and then between Monday and tonight,
yes.
Episode 23 and 24. Now, mm-hmm. We're going to focus on these two episodes, but just a brief recap.
Very brief.
For those that missed us last week,
mm-hmm.
Episode 21, 22, what were your thoughts?
Well, okay. I mean, just every single week, the competition is just so interesting because people really step their game up. And I think, like, that's what we continue to see. And the stakes really get high because we're starting to eliminate people. Mm. You know, we're going down from this large group. Then we narrow it down to 12.
Yes.
Then they narrowed it down to 10. Mm-hmm. And tonight we're narrowing it down to 8. So I think for me, it's always full of so many surprises. But the person that I always am just wowed by has been Christiana. Mm-hmm. And then another person that I'm just like, wow, I just love to watch them evolve every single week is Jackie.
Jackie.
I love Jackie.
I loved her since the very beginning.
Oh, my goodness. She just surprises me over and over and over again.
She's really coming out of her shell.
I love it.
She's coming out of her shell. I would say some of my favorites from this season so far. I am really learning to grow and love Britain.
Oh, wow.
Britain, especially after, you
Great
know,
choice.
Last night and tonight's episode, he's still in my heart away.
Oh,
like, you saw me.
Goodness.
He literally took my breath
Listen,
away.
When I tell you this girl was glued to the screen.
She got
was
a video.
Like, I have video, y'all. Make sure you tune in to my Instagram to see the video of her face just glued to the screen. Like, literally glued.
Glued.
I had to pick her jaw up. That's how, I'm serious. But you know what? It was definitely well worth it because his performance was just amazing. When I listened to him, he just sounded like this powerful, just grown, sexy man. I was like, is this the same Britain that auditioned back in the first episode? Man.
Every week. It's
every
like he's
week.
Developing and he's maturing. And what he brings to the table, you can't even describe it. Like, you can only feel it. And that's how real music is.
I think it's safe to say that a lot of the contestants are finally finding their voice.
And I think that's
you know,
what it is.
I think we can all say that.
Yeah, they're getting comfortable because mm-hmm. each week after each week, we see people really coming into their own skin. So even like Spencer You know, Spencer, she performed last night and did Red Dress. And she's just feeling it. And this is what we've been wanting to see, her come out and break out of her comfort zone a little bit more. But she's looking really confident and just comfortable on stage and just going with it.
Oh, my goodness. And she's another powerhouse that we've seen all season that she's continued to impress us.
Yes.
And I think the great thing about these individual performances is we get to see how.
There's a lot that could impress you about the all-new Honda Prologue EV. True, it's got class-leading passenger space and clean, thoughtful design and intuitive technology. But what really sets the Prologue apart from the competition is that it's more than an EV. It's a Honda. Honda, the power of dreams. Visit Honda.com/Prologue to learn more.
Creative they can be, because it's everything that they do, it's their choice.
It's their choice.
So it's just like, wow, like we get to see their real star power. So that's really cool.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's get into breaking down the episode. So let's start with last night's episode.
Yes.
Last night it started with Kyla.
Mm-hmm.
Kyla, she is a star. Everyone loves Kyla because she wears her emotions, her heart on her sleeve. She's so open, and she's not afraid to show it all, to bear it all, to be emotional and to cry and to leave it all there. And you can never go wrong with a performance like that.
Oh my gosh. And speaking of leaving it all there, I mean, she definitely has something to sing about. We've seen even the evolution of Kyla from her going from a background singer
yes.
to this powerful, confident, just grown-ass woman.
Yeah.
And that's what I love about her. It's like, you know what? I'm a grown-ass, sexy, full-figure black woman,
mm-hmm.
and she's just not afraid to let it all out, and I love that.
Yeah, and you said not being afraid to let it all out,
mm-hmm.
and you also mentioned that she used to be a background singer, and I would say to that point, sometimes when you come from a position of being a background singer, mm-hmm. like I have a lot of friends that were background singers, it's hard for a lot of people or artists after time to really see themselves being a solo artist, because it's like, am I good enough? Am I good enough to stand on my own?
Mm-hmm.
And she's just proven everyone wrong.
Man, she's found her voice. She's proven them wrong. And she's representing Team Blake. Like,
yes,
I watched Blake. Did you see his face when he was just watching her perform?
Blake.
Like, another one. He was glued to her. I know he's proud.
Yes, I know he's proud. His face was priceless while watching this performance.
Can we just take a moment just to take it in?
Just to soak it all in. If you're on Twitter, add us on Twitter. I'm at Chance Cessna. Let us know how you're feeling.
Yes, and you can tag me at Sweet Kendoy TV. And, you know, just let us know if you all about our girl Kyla or not.
Absolutely. So as far as Kyla, on the flip side, is there any critique? Is there anything about her that you would say, well, maybe she should work on this, or she can maybe work on that?
You know what? I don't have anything to say about Kyla. I think the great thing about the top 10 mm-hmm. is that they're all superstars. So that's what makes it hard for us to even give critiques.
Yes.
I think this performance, you know, she looks great. She sounds great. You know, I love the fact that she has this, you know, amazing
whole
group
choir.
Of people. Choir behind her.
She has a whole choir behind her.
You know, so I have nothing but great things to say about her.
I don't think she can go wrong.
No,
she can go wrong. And
yeah.
Now I think as we get closer to, you know, the finals and looking at all the talent, I mean, everyone is in their own lane.
Mm-hmm.
And it's getting harder and harder to judge between, you know, two different people, because it's so unique to their sound and their story. And it just makes it even more exciting.
Right.
Because I know a few weeks back, you know, we were wondering, like, okay, are they going to step it up? Like, we're ready for the fire. We're ready for the heat.
We were falling asleep. We were like, what's going on? Like, y'all, it's time to turn this competition on, but they finally turned it on. So
yeah,
I'm excited.
Yeah, they're turning up the heat. Now, speaking of heat, let's talk about this next performance. What are your thoughts on this next performance?
You know what? I think that he was great. I think he did a good job.
Mm-hmm.
He's our little cowboy. You know,
yeah,
I love him. He's a little cowboy. you know, I would like to see. I guess he gave us a little bit of variety. I guess I want to continue to see more.
Definitely see more. More of your own personality and more of your own story. And I know Jackie, you know, we'll speak about her performance
mm-hmm.
A little later in the show. But one thing I did love about Jackie's performance is It felt so specific to her story. Even the background, the colors, the flowers. Like, it was her.
It was all her.
It was her.
And I'm so glad you mentioned that, because I specifically wrote in my notes, her setting was adorable. It was like a mystical forest.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow, it's so unique. And like you said, it speaks to her personality and
it
her
was
brand.
Her personality. It was just shining through. And so many people are rooting for her because, you know, she's had setbacks and she's had challenges and she continues to overcome those challenges and shock us every single week.
And she smiles.
Yes.
And that's what that setting represented to me, her vibrant, fun, just positive personality. Yes.
Beautiful. And the wardrobe, the styling was great. America is really, really loving her. Now, we have her. Now, we also had Kelly Clarkson perform.
Yes, girl.
She made an appearance.
Kelly Clarkson got on stage and made a special appearance. Mm-hmm. And she was absolutely beautiful. And it was great because
Kelly Clarkson.
She's Kelly Clarkson.
What else do you expect?
But this is the thing. I actually haven't heard her sing live in a while. You know, I don't know. I just like
that. So you
like
ain't know if she still had it, is what you're saying.
Well, you know, you got to just stay on top of it. You got to stay sharp.
My girl Kelly Clarkson said she still got it.
She still got it. She's like, don't sleep, you know, because I'm a judge. Like,
don't sleep on me.
Don't sleep on
me. She had to let us know why she was the very first winner of American Idol.
She did. And she did.
And she did.
She did. Beautiful and she performance. Did. Great, you know, stage layout. Colors, her wardrobe, the red gown was absolutely beautiful. It was classic. It was timeless. It was.
Can I just say this?
It's what a woman should be.
She looks great as a blonde. I love her as a blonde. I mean, I know she's been blind, but this was a moment where I was like, I really appreciate the blonde on you. It looked great with the red. She looked good. She sound good. You know,
she looked good. She sound good. You sound real country right now. She looked good. Sound good.
It's all good. It's gonna come out every now and then. Knows what I'm talking about. It's all good.
I really enjoyed Kelly's performance. I'm glad that she was able to come up. I know, you know, prior to this, like Adam, he did a performance in previous episodes, and Adam did pretty good.
Adam Levine.
Adam Levine. He has a great voice, but performance wise, he's just a little bit. I mean,
you're gonna have to get off.
It's a little stale for me,
babe. Okay.
And he was just dragging the mic around. What was that like?
Don't
a couple
need
episodes?
To leave my Adam
I'm like,
alone
do
with his
something
fine
else
self.
And just drag leave Adam the mic alone. The
he always getting drugged. He gets drugged by everybody. He gets drugged by Blake. He gets drugged by all the judges.
I think. Okay, so let's talk about judges. Moving into judges, we'll do like a little segment on judges
now. Okay, I like that. I like
it. A category on judges. Mm-hmm. Now, we have all four of the judges. Now, you said that Adam gets dragged. I think he sets himself up for it.
You think? Okay.
I think so.
He does.
He does. And he's always like throwing his little jabs.
I tried to save you.
Yeah, it's just like he's cute, but it's almost like a Sour Patch. Like, it's really cute and like gummy and gooey in the inside, but it's like a little sour. That's how I feel with Adam.
Okay. You got a point. Well, let me say this about Alicia. What I love about Alicia is she's like everybody's big sister. Like, she's always the encouraging one. She says things that I would never think of. You're like a mystic forest on a blue summer night. And you just come through and you boom! Like, that's what I feel. Like, Alicia, she's so poetic. She's just so dope, and like she just makes you feel like you're on top of the world, and that's what I love about her. And I think that is also why she has some of the best performances on The Voice.
She does have some of the best performances on The Voice, and you mentioned that Alicia is like a big sister to everyone, and I believe she is. But you know who else is like a big sister to a lot of people? Maria Menounos. So if you guys don't know our girl, Maria Menounos, she really teaches you how to have fun, how to learn, and how to grow in every area of your life. Now, for those of you who do not know, she has a podcast, and it's just for you. Yes. It's called Conversations with Maria Menounos, and it can be found, or you can listen to it every single Friday. It drops on Friday on iTunes, and she is also the founder of AfterBuzz.
Yes, and speaking of growth, all the growth that she has put into this amazing network. Mm-hmm. I mean, you guys can see it. You know all the changes that have been made. I'm just so happy to be a part of Maria's baby, which is AfterBuzz TV.
Which is AfterBuzz TV. Mm-hmm. I mean, you guys see the show. I mean, we have top quality equipment and just great host here. So she's been doing a phenomenal job. Now, she also talks about on this podcast, health, how to stay healthy, wellness, career advice for those of you looking maybe for advice in your career and you don't know which next step to take.
Right.
She also talks about relationships and dating, you know mm-hmm. what I mean? And I know you like to talk about dating.
Girl.
You know, she's all into the date. I mean, you got all the advice too. You're into it.
I mean, yeah, girl. The great thing about being personalities is that, you know, we have to be in the midst of what's going on. We have to be aware, and that's exactly what Maria does because you flip on your TV screen and she's always right in the midst of everything that's happening. So I love Maria. She's a great role model.
Yes.
Definitely a great big sister and proud to be a part of her baby.
Yeah. So she talks about relationships, finances with money, and a lot more. And she is the big sister that a lot of people always wanted. I know I would love for her to be my big sister.
Yes. So check out that podcast, right?
Yeah. So if you go to iTunes and you subscribe to Conversations with Maria Menounos, you can totally do it. It's totally free. Unlike some of these other podcasts, you have to like pay for the podcast. It's a free podcast. And be sure when you go to rate and subscribe and let her know that you guys were sent over from The Voice, from the after show.
Yes, I mean, and not to mention you said free. Like, girl, it's free. Like, you don't have to pay nothing.
Like nothing. Like zero.
I'm just saying. You know, when you putting on your makeup, you know, you getting ready in the morning, just cut on the podcast because it's free.
It's just free.
Easy.
It's just free. And it's totally inspirational and motivational. So it's Conversations with Maria Menounos. It's a podcast.
Podcast.
You know, I'm just tripping over my words because it's just so good. Like, podcast edition. So make sure you tune in and you check that out, guys.
Yes. Now, going back to the performances, because today is such a great night full of performances. Mm-hmm. Who do we have next? Is it Spencer?
Spencer.
Are we missing anybody?
We're going to go over the highlights. We're giving you guys the highlights because the highlights is we want to keep it sexy. We want to keep it fresh. We want to, you know what I mean?
Okay, girl. All right, Miss Lead Host, lead us.
Okay, so let's go. Speaking of sexy, speaking of fresh, we're going to talk about Spencer
and that's what she is.
Red dress.
Oh, my God. That dress was just everything. Let me look at my notes right here. When I heard her sound tonight, it just gave me country blues. That's what I felt when I looked at her
blues.
Setting.
I like
country
that.
Blues, just the vibe. I loved everything about her performance. She has been consistently one of my favorites all season. And I think that she's definitely gonna cause a rumble in the country, in country music.
Oh, a huge
I can't wait for her to step into
rumble.
Really step into country music.
Yes, and I hope that she continues to keep going because sometimes, you know, you get so close to the end of the show and say if you get voted off or you don't go on and people stop pursuing their careers in music because they become discouraged. But she has the potential, whether she wins or not, to go so far. So hopefully we can get her on the show, whether she wins or, you know, or not. I would love to see her to just keep going.
Yes, and if you guys want her to come on the show, make sure you at her, tweet
her,
tweet us, send her some love our way, and we can try and get her on the Voice After Show, After Buzz panel.
Yes, absolutely. And moving forward next week as we, you know, get down to these final hours of, you know, The Voice, we want to start bringing on some talent. So hopefully next week we won't be here alone. We can maybe bring in some special guests.
Yes.
Keep it a secret.
Yes.
So you guys can look forward to that.
I look forward to it.
So can we move on to Britton?
Oh my gosh.
Britton.
You know what? I'll let you do the honors.
Okay, so first he had like clouds on the stage. Was it like clouds on him? Like he was like floating in heaven. I mean, he could just float my way because, I mean, I know, look, but this is the thing. I know he's a little younger, but you know what I'm saying? Sometimes it's good to date an older woman.
Hey. Listen to me. Don't get me started, girl. It's the wrong show for that.
I'm actually probably not that much older than him, but
he looks like a baby. In all honesty, he
looks
like
a baby.
Look at the baby face.
I felt like we might have some chemistry.
Okay, girl. Well, shoot your shot. Shoot your shot. You might have to go through a few brothers and sisters and parents and mamas.
Right,
and
sign some
I don't know, girl.
Forms.
Right. But overall, what I wrote down was very grown man. We've seen a lot of maturity throughout his performances, and I think by far tonight, this was probably one of the most mature performances I've seen from him this season.
I think he's a legend. I think this is the making of a legend. Ooh. I think he is absolutely legendary.
Okay, girl.
Legendary.
She is in love.
And I can't wait to see, you know, with time, how he continues to evolve, because it's effortless. If you watch his performance, mm-hmm. and I'm looking at body language, that's a huge thing
he's
to
comfortable.
Me when I watch performances and when I watch people, because that's I always watch people. Body language is everything. And mm-hmm. even in his body language and his eye contact and how he moved on stage, it was
okay.
so effortless.
Can I say this?
He barely even blinked. I mean,
really?
It was just,
you caught all
it was
of that.
Just like,
she was watching this man.
It was like he was floating. I mean, I'm going into a whole other right, world
girl.
Right now. Wait a minute.
All
let me have a moment.
Come back, girl. Come back.
I was on cloud 9.
I see.
Maybe cloud 10.
You
maybe
was
a step
on cloud,
above.
You
it
were
was,
on cloud 20. If there was a cloud 20, you would be on that
right.
cloud.
Well,
no, but mm-hmm. like I think he's definitely right. a favorite on this show. You're not the only young lady that probably, you know, has a liking to young Britain. and you know, and that's also going to contribute to his career, because he seems like such a mature, you know, grown man. He doesn't seem like one of these little, you know, boys that's going to play games. So, I mean, you know, I like him. I think he's dope. He's also Team Alicia, which is no surprise. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Alicia knows how to pick them.
She does, right?
She does know how to. I mean, Blake, he's doing a great job as well. I mean, he's always done a phenomenal job. Mm-hmm. But Alicia, she really has that eye. And I'm so glad that she's a judge on this show. You know,
yes.
earlier we were talking about, you know, judges and all the different four judges. She has something very unique and special.
Yes, because influence is important.
Yes.
In my opinion, I think influence is important. I think what she's already done in the music industry,
yes.
you know, it says a lot, but for her to actually come in to teach that, and because artist development is something that I think has been taken for granted over the years, but I think that
good.
Is one of the things about this show is we get to see the artist development actually just come together. And we've seen it because week after week, they've only become stronger.
Yeah.
I don't have anything negative to say about anybody today. I think that this is a great show. There are tons of talent. And I can't wait to see what happens after The Voice. Like, I say that every week, but I really mean that. Mm-hmm. I can't wait to see what they do when they leave the show.
Hopefully they do something.
Girl.
Because, not everyone does something. But I hope everyone just continues to work on their gift, because mm-hmm. they're all so gifted and talented.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we had Christiana come.
Ugh. You know what?
After.
I've got to stand up. I'm going to stand up.
Okay,
for
you
this
just
one.
Stand up.
Look. This girl, listen to me. Fan me, child. Fan me. Come on. I'm going to help you fan. This girl, hands down, the best performance of both nights. Of whatever. Just of
every night in the world.
This girl is a legend. Now, I can't even sit down for this, but that girl, everything about her performance, from her hair to her toes, just everything that came, like that first note, I was just blown away. Like,
right.
like that, yes, girl, I can't even talk. She woke me up.
I know, I was about to say, because you was almost falling asleep on the commercial break.
But
when she came on, you actually came back.
I was revived.
You were revived.
I was. She's perfect. She's dope.
She's perfect in every way.
Mm-hmm.
I think she's exactly what this world needs right now, you mm-hmm. know, in music and culture.
Mm-hmm.
She is what we need. I mean, I felt like it was like an out of body experience watching her, wasn't it?
It was definitely.
It was like, am I here? Like, am I in this? I didn't know. And then the jazz, and you had the saxophonist.
Oh, it was
the
great.
Saxophonist.
It was an experience.
It was beyond an experience. Like, it was beyond an experience, and how she played off the saxophonist and she engaged with him. Sometimes you'll have like musicians behind you on stage and you don't really engage them. They're just kind of there like as pieces, like pieces on stage.
You know what I wish that we had? I wish that you and I had some of those quilts that Kelly Clarkson made her fellow voice coaches.
That's what we need.
That's what we need. And I say that because that's going to be our news for today. Oh. She made Kelly Clarkson. I guess she has other talents.
Okay.
She made her fellow voice.
AfterBuzz TV News.
Yes.
There we go. Yes.
So we have arrived.
I wish that we had some quilts because I feel like this is like one of those moments where I got chills going up and down my arms and I just need something to warm me up.
To warm you up.
And Kelly Clarkson was able to provide that to her fellow fellow voice coaches. Mm. She made handmade quilts. So not only is she an amazing singer, but she is also a quilt maker.
That's pretty spectacular, okay? That's like superwoman right there.
She is a woman of many talents. So yes, guys, please contact Kelly Clarkson for all your quilt needs.
All your quilt needs. I love that. Well,
you like I slid that in there?
I really liked how you're doing this.
You slid, Kelly. I thought it was the perfect time.
No, you were right on the money. And talking about those quilts, I actually have a sewing machine at home.
Really?
I sew.
Oh, hey.
And I can break it out, and I can do a little something.
All right. So y'all contact my girl, Chance.
All right, contact me.
If you need quilts, do you make clothes?
I do. I make all of it, and I'll give a special discount for everyone tuning in tonight. 20%.
20% off. Hey, listen, y'all better get these quilts right now for this girl blow up. She is on her way. Listen to me. Give her about 2 weeks. I'm telling you, y'all.
Yeah. About 7 to 10 days. Your girl hook you up.
It's going to be crazy.
All right. Come on. I'm more than what I look like on the outside.
She's more than a beautiful face, y'all. A beautiful face and a golden voice. There is way more to her than just that. I love it. We just finding out all these amazing talents. I just want to learn how to sew, y'all. Teach me how to sew. Stick myself too many times.
So that was the news. Okay, what else news do we have? Do we have any other
news? That's it.
Now, okay, so I have a little bit of news.
You have some news? Okay.
So Brynn. So I guess the news is that Brynn, she gets a lot of views. She's very, very gorgeous, but not a lot of votes. Mm. It's not translating. People aren't voting for her, but they enjoy looking at her and enjoy watching her. How do you feel about that?
Okay, I'm going to say this. That girl, and I've said this from the beginning, this girl, she's going to have a phenomenal career. And I think maybe it is because she is 14 years old. Yes. Maybe it's because we need to get more of her audience, more people her age voting. Because it's not easy to be a 14-year-old superstar. What? Like honestly, I would vote for Brynn.
As a matter of fact, I'm voting for Brynn. Well, this is the thing. I feel like it's already a lot of young kids voting. Most of them are young kids.
Maybe some of them just went to bed early that night. Or, because they're still in school. Kids are still in school.
Well, maybe they're getting ready to get out for summer.
They are. So, hey, guys, look, you can't wait till summer because it's going to be too late. The show is going to be off. So if you guys really like Brynn, and I love her. Yeah. Please go out and vote because if not, your favorite voice contestant will be kicked off, unfortunately.
Yeah, she will be.
She's amazing. I love her.
She is phenomenal. So strong, so solid. I mean, she's a megastar. I can see her international and traveling to Europe and doing touring and going to all these places because she's got it. She has the it factor.
But you know what? The one thing that she does have on her side is the fact that she is only just 14 years old. So she has so much time. She's going to be cultivated. She's going to be mentored. She's going to have so many amazing people around her that's going to make sure that she is the superstar that we all see right now. Yes. But she's going to be bigger. So yeah, y'all go out and vote for Brynn.
So that was Brynn. That was our news.
Great news.
Great job.
Thanks.
Great
job.
Girl, go, come on.
Go ahead, lead host.
You better go ahead.
Hey. Y'all, it's a lot of love and positivity.
It's a lot of love. We celebrate one another as women. And I think the great thing is, like, outside of, doing this show, outside of being on air, we're actually friends. Like, I really enjoy working with you.
She's
like, we
great,
have a
guys.
Really great friendship, guys. Mm-hmm. I hope you guys can, that's shining through.
Yes.
So, we also have Pryor. He also performed on Monday night. Mm-hmm. Now, Pryor, I was telling, you said something very unique. You said, Pryor, what did you say?
Pryor sounds like the Pryor show.
He sounds like the Pryor episode every episode.
Don't kill us in the comments. I mean, I think he's dope. I love his voice, but I fall asleep sometimes to Pryor. I want to see something different.
But this is the thing with this genre of music. How different can you get? Because I agree with you. When I watch Pryor, I love Pryor. I think he's so strong. But I feel like I'm watching, like, the same performance every week. So how can he practically, in a practical, really break, in a practical way, break outside of his box in the genre that he's in?
Well, let me ask you, what would you like to see him do? Like, is there another, like, type of song that you could hit? Because he's got an amazing voice, but, yeah, like, what would you like to see?
I would like to, maybe it's just a song choice. Mm. You know, maybe I want to see him, but, I mean, it's different because, you know, that is the genre and that's the song choice, but I want him to surprise me. Maybe like
some Beyonce.
Maybe I was gonna say that. Lord, you don't even want to know what was in my mind. I couldn't say the person. No, it was inappropriate. But
Chance After Dark.
Chance After Dark. but Pryor, yeah, I think he's a really strong talent. Mm-hmm. But I don't know if there's something. Is there something special? I don't know if I'm finding that special it factor there.
Okay, you know what? Can we do this? Do you mind, lead host? Can we take a second and can we watch Pryor's?
Yeah, can we pull up Pryor? Because I'm trying to put my finger on this. And you guys can help us.
Yes,
please.
You guys.
Online,
please
Twitter.
Help us
find out what's missing.
Yes.
If there's a missing piece.
And while we're waiting for this amazing performance to play, you know, we're about to get ready to wrap it up. You know, the top eight will be revealed very soon.
Yes.
After we see this. Here it is. He's cute. He's a cutie. I'll say that.
I'm over it. I'm ready. I'm over it. This is the voice, and he has a great voice.
Listen.
But he is great. It's just not touching me. It's not touching me here.
What do you want to?
I need to be touched.
Okay, don't say that.
Like, not like R. Kelly touch, like, but like in my like soul. Not that kind of touched, okay? But like in my soul and my spirit. It's not tapping in.
No.
It's like no one's home. Mm-hmm. It's like someone knocking on the door, but like no one's there. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel like.
Okay.
Yeah.
So basically what you're saying is that you don't foresee him winning the competition. Is that what you're saying?
I don't foresee him winning the competition prior. However, he can shock us. And that's the great thing about The Voice. I mean, anything could happen.
Yeah, I think he definitely has a career ahead of him, you know. But is he forgettable? Absolutely.
So do you think he can win The Voice?
I don't. I think, you know, he's forgettable.
Do you think that you're unforgettable?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Oh, I almost dropped that. Threw
your curveball there.
Oh, girl. I almost dropped the F-bomb. Can we cuss? I'm just joking. This is a family show. I will not drop the F-bomb. But no, I think he's talented, you know. But yeah, he's not in my top three.
Mm-mm. Okay. Mm-mm. So moving to the top three, let's talk about who's in our top three.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I can start first. So my first person in my top three would probably be Christiana, mm-hmm. who we absolutely love. She mm-hmm. takes me to a whole nother world. Like, this mm-hmm. is music. I was telling her, after seeing the performance, Ain't No Sunshine, I said, we have to get to her concert tonight. Like,
hello.
If she's playing somewhere in the city, like, low-key, like, we need to be there.
Yes.
Because I'm ready to see her in concert.
Yes.
I'm ready to
just
be
her
in her world.
I'm ready
to get in the album.
But you know who else needs to be on tour with her?
Who?
It's Britain.
That? Okay, you guys let us know what you think. That would be a dynamic duo. That would be a dynamic tour.
Yes.
Oh, that would be epic.
Yes.
That would be epic.
And then who else? Who else do we need to add to this tour?
Would you want Kyla there?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I think,
see, this is when it starts
three
to get hard, because I'm thinking like Spencer as well. I'm also thinking Jackie. And the great thing about, can we just say a top five? Can we just give our like
no,
top five?
No, top three.
Oh,
because
if
we're
so
getting down to eight.
Okay, well, how about this? Who would you eliminate?
Okay, who would
Before
I eliminate?
Before we make the big reveal.
I would eliminate Pryor, like I said. I would eliminate this is hard. This is harder than I thought, you guys. I was like really confident at first, and then it started to sink in. prior, I would definitely have to go. There's another one. Mm-hmm. She's coming back to me. She was also kind of forgettable, so
yeah, I mean, her name is kind of forgetting
to me. Yeah, I would just say prior for now. I'm just gonna keep it safe. Prior. Prior. I would just do one for now.
Okay. Was it Shireen? Are you talking about Shireen? We haven't talked about Shireen, so I'm assuming that maybe
Shireen,
you're talking about Shireen.
Shireen is beautiful. She's wonderful. She would probably be at the bottom of my list.
And then we also too. Didn't talk about Caleb. We didn't mention Caleb. Caleb is the one that you felt was a little extra. A lot.
No.
Was that Caleb?
No. What, who you,
no, you were talking about Rayshawn.
You're talking about Rayshawn. Now, Rayshawn, yeah, we didn't even speak about Rayshawn today. Rayshawn.
He's a great singer.
I think, not even a great singer, I think he's a great performer. Mm-hmm. But I think he's a kind of talent that's good doing, like, the showboats.
Mm-hmm.
Like, going on, you know how, like, you do the, like, Caribbean cruises and they hire someone to do, like, the Caribbean cruise. I think he would be perfect for those.
No. I'm going to be honest with you. Caleb was a little boring to me tonight. He was a little boring.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, Caleb.
He was a little boring. He was our cowboy, and that's okay, you know? Like, that's fine. But Caleb was a little boring. I've been a fan of Caleb. Caleb is a great singer.
Yeah.
But he didn't do it for me tonight.
He might have got the X.
Yeah.
But back to Rayshawn. Let me get back to Rayshawn, because it's something about him. It's like, I appreciate the effort, but I still think it's overdone. It's just way too overdone for me. Like, uh-huh. I feel like I'm at the circus or something. Like, it's just so, it's so much. And it doesn't have to be. It just doesn't have to be. Because he's naturally talented. He's naturally gifted. You know, it's almost like, say, like, we're girls. And maybe a girl putting on so much, like, really, really heavy makeup and really, really heavy accessories and all right. this. Like, you don't. But she's naturally a pretty girl. And we see that all the time today. So it's just like, girl, you don't have to do that. You don't have to put on all that stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, you're beautiful the way you are. And that's how I felt about Rayshawn sometimes.
Okay. I mean, I could agree with that. He is a lot. He is giving it his all.
He is, but you can tell that it's like, it's almost coming off as desperate. That's what it is.
Wow.
It's like, I desperate for these votes. Like, it's coming off as desperation versus mm-hmm. passion. Okay, boom. Ding, ding, ding. This is where, okay, this is the sweet spot. Because this is what I've been trying to get to, this idea, the entire season.
Uh-huh.
It's a difference between passion and desperation. And what I'm seeing is desperate.
I love your excitement. Ding, ding, ding.
I'm telling you, the veins are popping out. And he's singing in the veins. And he's swinging mm-hmm. his hair. And he's dancing. And he's popping his back and popping his butt. It's just
he's keeping you hooked.
He's yeah, but it's coming off as desperation.
Okay.
I don't like it. The desperation part of it. But okay. As a talent, he's great.
Okay. So let's break it down. Who were the two that got booted off? Let's talk about the two that got booted off today.
Okay. Let's talk about them, Candy.
All right. All right, so the top 10, we're going to go by team.
Okay.
From team Adam Levine, do-do-do-do-do, Jackie, Berna, Rayshawn, Lamar. It's on team Adam Levine. Alicia Keys had Britton, Christiana, and Jackie. Team Blake, Kyla, Pryor, and Spencer. Mm-hmm. And team Kelly, Bryn, and Caleb.
Okay.
So I'm trying to build this up a little bit.
So basically the top three, the bottom three, they're found vying for the title. And mm-hmm. that was Rayshawn, Christiana, and Jackie. That was in tonight's episode. Mm-hmm. So they're all like battling it out. And out of those three, I mean, it would be Christiana for me. Now, I didn't love the song choice tonight for Christiana. Last night was Ain't No Sunshine.
Wait, what?
I mean, she murdered, you know, Ain't
Wait,
No Sunshine.
What?
But tonight, I think it was just a little safe. Do you remember the performance?
I do.
I mean, you just watched it. Well, of course, yeah. We just watched it.
Do you feel like Christiana?
But it wasn't, Christiana, it wasn't that great.
You feel like she deserves to go home, though?
No, not to go home. No. I want to see her stay. The performance wasn't the best tonight.
So you agree?
But I do want Christiana to stay, yes.
Okay.
out of Jackie. Jackie and Rayshawn are great, but Christiana is a superstar. She's the rising star. She's who America wants to see and needs to see. Like I said earlier, she is what America needs right now. She is what music needs. She's what culture needs. She's even what politics needs. Mm-hmm. So I think she is so dynamic, and she's ready to go to the top.
Yeah, I think she's dope. I'm a huge fan of Christiana.
Mm-hmm. Because music is supposed to touch, I think, every realm of society, every realm of culture, every realm of just influence. Like I said, whether that's politics, whether that's, you know, of course, the music, acting, television, it touches and it extends to every part. And I believe she has the ability to extend into those places that maybe a lot of other musicians on that stage can't.
I agree. I'm just sitting here and I'm just reading through these comments, and it's just like, man, like,
okay,
this
share one or two comments before we get ready to wrap up.
I just can't believe that Christiana was just in the bottom three. Like, I can't believe it. Like,
I mean, I'm sorry,
I'm glued to my computer right now, and she is one of the most, like Alicia said, you are incredible and you're powerful, and, you know, she said that I know that you're going to go really far, and I agree. It's just, to me, it's just like, wow, like, how did she make it to the bottom three?
I think Chris, a talent and a jewel, a diamond, a gem like Christiana can easily be misunderstood, and I believe that she would agree with me if she was here tonight that she could be misunderstood, because if you really understood her and her capacity and her ability, everyone would be voting. But it also, like I said, it's down to what types of people are voting. What is the demographic? Is it younger people? Is it older people? Is it white people? Is it black people? All of those things matter. So we'll see more of how this all plays out coming into next week with the top eight. You know, the competition is going to get tougher and tougher. But it's our responsibility to get out there and vote for our favorite performers. So yeah, it's up to us. But we are getting ready to close it out and wrap it up. But I had so much fun with you.
I'm sorry. I'm just still in disbelief right now.
I know.
Okay, guys. I'm sorry. This was a great show, great time. I'm still in shock of
okay. Well, you're going to have to unshock yourself, because
okay, guys. Well, look, this has been fun. Always great talking to you guys about The Voice. My name is Miss Candy Marie, and you can find me on Instagram at Miss Candy Marie and on Twitter at SweetCandyTV.
Awesome. And my name is Chance Cessna, and you can find me at itsbychance.com. That's my blog site, and you can learn more about me. And then also at Chance Cessna on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter.
All right, guys.
Have a good night.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.